This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight with you, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
And coming up, the end of the war on drugs in the Philippines? Or is it just a temporary halting? We'll tell you more about what's going on with the bodies piling up due to President Duterte, who's been called the Trump of the Philippines ever since he got elected last summer. It's been countless. I mean, I guess they have counted them, but a lot of bodies, like more than several thousand people have been killed by vigilantes and the police, and the president claiming that he will pardon any police officer who is brought up on charges involving killing somebody extrajudicially, because that's what that's called, extrajudicial killing, where the police officer is judge and jury and executioner right there on the street and just bypassing the whole due process and any rights that somebody might have by virtue of the fact that they're a human being. So we'll talk more about that. But first, we go to Parker. He's in Washington State on via Skype, and our Skype username, by the way, is lrn.fm, should you wish to call us. Hey, Parker.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Daryl.
Hey,
Melanie.
Hey.
So, I assume that you guys probably talked in detail about the UC Berkeley riot.
No, we know it existed, but no, I don't think we talked in detail about it. We weren't there.
Right. Well, I mean, I thought that you might have, like, given some coverage on it or sort of talked
no,
about
as
it.
I understand it, there was this Milo Yiannopoulos guy who is very controversial, I guess, and some people really, really, really didn't want him speaking on the Berkeley College campus, and so they committed some violent acts. And gave
him a national audience instead of a room full of college
and
people.
One theory is that Milo actually wound up hiring the rioters.
Really?
Because he knew that Trump was going to come up with some proposal of any college that accepts federal funding that doesn't allow free speech on campus doesn't get federal funding.
Mm-hmm.
So what better way than, let me hire some rioters to wind up protesting to where I can't speak on campus, and then that gives Trump the platform to roll out his announcement of we're going to withhold federal funding, and it gives Milo a national audience instead of a room of, you know, 50 people.
Is there any evidence that he hired the rioters, or is that just pure speculation?
There, to my knowledge, is no evidence. It's just pure speculation, and
I mean,
I'm reporting it as speculation.
Right.
I almost hope that's true, because otherwise there's some really, really stupid people out there who thought that this was a good idea, but I don't think so. I think there's just a lot of really stupid people out there who think that this was a good idea.
To riot, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, riots always seem really stupid to me. Like, there is people destroying things after the Super Bowl, for instance.
There were people destroying stuff about pumpkins.
Exactly. So there's
pumpkins! Let's light a car on fire.
Very rarely some intelligence behind riots.
I mean, riots are usually not intellectual, but, I mean, rioting against a speaker you don't like seems to me particularly stupid because, okay, so he's going to go to this college.
Yeah.
And talk to 15 people. And by the way, like, when I was in undergrad, I was not aware that people saying stupid things on a college campus was grounds to be able to light things on fire. Because if it was, I could have lit so much stuff on fire.
Well, if you're a pyromaniac, you know, the sun coming up is an excuse to light things on fire,
right,
because you just like fire.
And I mean, I don't really know that much about Milo. I know he's right wing. I don't think he's an anarchist or libertarian.
No.
Or anything like that.
He's talked about how horrible libertarians are.
He's an alt-writer.
Yeah, so
but for some reason, he's going to be at an Acapulco, so I don't know. We might actually end up talking to the guy.
But
because he's anti-liberal, and some people think that means libertarian. Because some people are idiots.
Anyway, Parker, what about it? I mean, you're in Washington, so I presume you weren't there.
I wasn't there. But I'm sort of conflicted on it because on one side, if California secedes, I would like to sort of stand alongside them and sort of fight the good fight of secession. But on the other side, as a libertarian who believes in free speech and being able to express oneself without social or, you know, without the fear of being punched in the face, I sort of feel as though I'm walking a very fine line, you know?
Well, are you judging that on California or on the activities that go on a college campus?
Well, I'm judging it based on the people that I sort of saw in multiple videos on YouTube as well as on the news, where it's like I feel as though these are the same people that would fight for secession, but they're also the same people that would violently attack me if I expressed my views on like the free market or on ending the minimum wage or all these other things.
Mm. Well, politics does create strange bedfellows, as they say. You know, people who don't generally like one another may end up working together on...
Yeah, I mean, that's true. That's true even of libertarianism. I kind of think fairly often, like, there's some people who, and I don't dislike them in any way, but, like, I kind of think to myself, like, if we had a free market, these are probably not the people I would be around. And,
yeah.
I mean, that's not true of everybody, obviously, but it's, you know, they're good people, but we just live so differently that it's like, yeah, if we weren't both fighting the state, I probably would have never met this person.
Yeah, definitely. But there's one other thing that I'd like to bring up, and I don't know how much time you have in this segment or whatever.
Hold on, before you go on. I say, you know, work with who you can work with. If mm-hmm. If you want to help people with secession, help them with secession. It's unlikely that if you go on an internet forum or, you know, show up at a planning meeting or something for Yes California, that somebody's going to go ahead and clock you across the head with a truncheon or something like that. So it kind of depends on the circumstances that you're in. If you find yourself in the Berkeley riots where people are running around pepper spraying innocent women, then, you know, that might not be a time to speak out unless you want to take that risk. But in most circumstances, I think you're going to find that the people who are supporting secession are trying to work within the system. They are people who are, in this case right now, collecting 500-something thousand petition signatures in order to get on the ballot. So there are a lot of ways that that one can probably help them, most of which probably require you to be in California. But, you might be able to help out on the Internet. I don't think you have to worry, on average, about somebody just randomly attacking you because they don't like what you have to say. I mean, rioters and crowds tend to need to be whipped up in order to behave in a violent manner. And it's not to say that, you know, you're perfectly safe everywhere you go. Obviously, there is risk, but if there's not an active riot going on, there's a good chance you're not going to get caught
in
violence.
And the college is kind of a more dangerous place anyway, not that they're, like, the most dangerous place ever, but, I mean, especially, like, so a college in California is a gun-free zone inside of a gun-free zone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not... It's not the most dangerous place on earth, but it's not, you know, the safest place in the states either. So if there's places in California outside of defense-free zones, then, you know, maybe, I mean, I don't know if you're talking about doing this in real life or on the internet or whatever, but yeah, I mean, I work with the people who I can work with on issues we agree with. I don't think there's a single human being on earth who agrees with me with every anarchist philosophical position.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But,
well, I feel as though California, if they were to do it right and they just got so fed up with the federal government, as I think that they should be by now, they should just get X amount of delegates together who all unanimously agree on secession, draft up a Declaration of Independence, mail it to the White House.
That's a great idea. They're taking the initial steps on that right now with the Yes California campaign. So what was the second issue that you had?
The second issue is, so I was talking with some friends on Facebook about rioters, and I see that we're coming up to the break, so...
you're not supposed to mention break.
Sorry.
He's a caller. He's not supposed
to know
the rules.
Basically, I was wondering, between my friends and I, under what circumstances would it be okay for me to use lethal force, hypothetically?
We'll talk about it. I don't know if you mean against the rioters or as a rioter, but we'll continue. It's Free Talk Live.
It's an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF-401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
You want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, 10, 15, 20, 25%, maybe even more? You go to saveitpurse.com, get started there. Now, here's the catch. You got to have Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency that they can accept over at saveitpurse.com via their Shapeshift integration. If you don't have cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, then SaveItPurse is not going to work for you. So this is a killer app for those of you with cryptocurrency. This is one major reason why you should consider getting it. Because if you ever buy stuff on Amazon, why wouldn't you want to pay less? Why wouldn't you want to save 20%, 10% on Amazon? I've saved all of those numbers. You get to choose your discount. It's incredible. And it works. It sounds too good to be true, but this is for real. And I've been using it for more than 2 years, so they're not some fly-by-night operation that's going to disappear tomorrow. They have been saving people a lot of money. I've saved over $1,500 on stuff I was going to pay full price for anyway. So why not save money? Go to saveatpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. As we go back to Parker, you were calling in about the riots going on a Berklee College campus, and you were asking your friends, I guess, about something about violence. You were kind of trying to make a point there before we had to go to break, so go ahead.
The idea is if you have a firearm in your possession and you see someone either committing acts of vandalism or acts of assault or are in the preparations of committing those acts of vandalism or assaults, do you have the right to use whatever force proves necessary, up to and including lethal force, to stop the vandalism or assaults as they happen?
Generally, yes, but with a couple of caveats.
Melanie is not an attorney, but she did go to law school.
Oh, yeah, but, right, this is a moral question. Is this a moral question or a legal question? I was assuming it was
yes.
A moral question.
Why can't it be both?
I think he's asking
okay.
Both.
Okay.
Right. Which cap are you putting on here first, moral or legal?
Let's go with the moral question, because I think that's the more important aspect to look at.
Not necessarily.
Okay, well, yeah, it is.
Well, it depends. Are you wanting to defend someone without going to jail, or do you not mind going to prison for the rest of your life?
Or do you just want to see what the answer is, because that's also a fun
use of
time.
Or are you trying to figure out how to go to prison for the rest of your life?
All right, so let's hear it.
So, in general, you have a right to defend yourself and other people.
But he was talking about vandalism.
Includes yourself
well, he
and
also
other,
said
other people. Other people's property includes other people.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you see somebody in the act of or in preparation of, which is more of an assault on property or a threat on property or a threat on a person, then yes, you have a moral right to defend that, except for two things. One, we're talking about a college campus, so we're talking about a lot of ownerless property.
Okay, now, but let's say it's D.C., for instance. If it like the
still
Trump,
a lot of ownerless property.
Wait, so like a Starbucks in D.C. wouldn't be considered owned?
Well, no,
by
Starbucks in D.C. is definitely private property.
All right, so what about?
Okay, so let's use that as an example.
Okay, so yes, a random person can defend other people and other people's property, but you can't do it to the extent, because when you're defending someone else's property, you're defending something on behalf of someone else, so you can't really act outside of what you have reason to believe they would want you to do. So if you think that Starbucks would not want you to shoot somebody for breaking their window, and I feel like I have good reason to believe that because they don't want guns in their stores, then I would say you're acting in conflict of what they want, what defense they want to use, because defense belongs to the victim, even though other people can kind of act on their behalf. You can't act on the victim's behalf in contrary to what the victim has expressed.
Which you may or may not know.
Which, right, but
in a circumstance. And further, you got to also be careful.
Maybe Starbucks is a bad example of that, because we kind of have a good idea.
Well, okay, but here's another example. Like, maybe the Starbucks one won't play into this very well, but in a circumstance where someone is going to get hurt, there maybe is a fight outside of a bar.
Right, let's use the assault thing.
Yeah.
Because that's easier.
Well, But possibly.
Where I was going with this was you don't necessarily know what you're getting into in a lot of cases, so you don't know who you're really defending or who the attacker was.
Right.
Or
if
they're filming a movie or, like, you know, if you insert yourself in a situation, you better be damn sure you know exactly what's going on.
Right. So the situation that I was going to mention is, let's say you walk up on something to where you see one person on the ground and somebody, you know, punching the person in the face.
Right.
You could, you know, a reasonable person would be led to believe that the person on top that's throwing the punches is the assaultee or the assaulter, and the mm-hmm. person on the ground is the one being assaulted. But you don't know if maybe the person laying on the ground getting assaulted just tried to mug the other person,
yeah.
and you go and you defend the person being punched. Well, you just helped the mugger get away.
Well, yeah, and so if you walk in on the middle of it, it's a little bit more difficult. But if you're seeing people being attacked initially, you usually, especially if it looks pretty random, and then technically you don't know, because you don't know what kind of retaliatory force they have on those people, or if they know who they are. But you have a pretty good idea if people are just randomly attacking people, what appears to be randomly in a public place, that they're the aggressor. If you see that initiates, you definitely have a right to step in.
Right, but if what you see is, you know, one person running down the street and somebody running after them, you don't know that
right.
the person that's doing the chasing, if they're trying to assault the person or if they're chasing after somebody that just stole their wallet.
Right.
That's true.
And so that does get a little bit more difficult. So if you don't know, the safest thing NAP-wise is to kind of just
NAP
stay out of it.
NAP is the non-aggression principle. Now, I think I want to go back briefly to the store window being smashed, because I don't think you have a right to shoot somebody over that. I just, you know, it's a classic example of what if the girl smashes an old man's flowers outside of his, you know, she's dancing on the flowers. Does the old man have the right to come out and blast her?
Because I think that most stores would not want that to happen.
What if the store did want that to happen? I don't think that you have the right to take somebody's life over a broken window.
Well, right, but you're making a lot of assumptions over the value of a broken window. And I think that I agree with your overarching kind of value statement that I think is implied.
You generally have, as I understand it, now legally, don't you have the right to stop an aggressive force up to the point where it is stopped? Like, you can use an amount of force.
Depends on what state you're in, you don't have that. Yeah. In New Hampshire, you can stop at least crimes against a person.
Right.
They
when it
kind
comes
of let you
human,
get away with stopping crimes against property. They don't right. really allow retaliation, and is usually illegal.
Well, right. when you look at it from this perspective, if a rioter smashes a Starbucks window, Starbucks is now operating at a loss. So if I were to fire a warning shot and say, stop what you're doing, right, shoot, they're going to do two things. They're either going to run, they're going to keep doing what they're doing,
They call your bluff. Because, again, I don't think... Thank you for the call, Parker. More kind of here. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
And don't forget, if you appreciate what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can support the show with the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. $5 a month makes a big difference for us, helps us get on new radio stations around the country, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. We had Parker on the line. We're going to get back to your calls here in a moment, but I wanted to just make sure we finished out this discussion about using violence, possible deadly force, in order to defend not just individuals, but also property. Now, you know, if you think about one, there's one level of an attack on property that to me doesn't seem to really call for any kind of actual deadly force. Like, just destroying a window, it's a terrible thing to do, but I don't know if that you should have a dead body on your hands.
Well, right, well, I think it depends. And, I mean, under the NAP, you're completely justified if it's your window.
The NAP is the non-aggression principle.
But from a moral standpoint, which can be more strict in what it allows than just the non-aggression principle,
right.
I think it depends.
And what about the legal standpoint?
It depends on where you are.
Right.
It can depend.
And it also depends on the situation of the window being broken. So if, you know, someone hurls a javelin through a window knowing that there are people on the other side and
that
they're trying to, you know, kill the people on the other side of the window with the javelin,
yeah,
then that's attempted murder. Whereas right, if it's just, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning and somebody picks up a garbage can and smashes a window,
Right, and...
Well, right, because, okay, so, like, if someone breaks a Starbucks window, Starbucks is going to be okay. Starbucks is not going to starve to death. They're not going to be out in the cold. They're not going to freeze to death.
Yeah, it's going to hurt their bottom line for that month.
They're going to be out $200 or $500
And that person who broke the window should pay restitution for it.
If I go... I mean, like, value is subjective, first of all, and for some reason when libertarians are talking about proportionality, they forget that value is subjective. It's also kind of really, really matters what kind of situation the victim is in, which is the only person I care about, by the way.
Right, which is why I was going to say there's a difference between just, you know, some kid breaking a window in the middle of the night or a hoarding mass of people who are angry and want to destroy the store trying to come in there.
Regardless of if it's just, you know, one person, and I don't really know, I haven't entirely figured out what to do with children aggressors yet, but so if it's an adult and they break your window and you're an impoverished person with very little income who goes to work every day, who, you know, there's no way to, like, close off the doors. And even if you tape it up, it's not going to keep, like, the wind and snow out.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you live in a dangerous area and you kind of need the window and you don't have a way to fix it for a while. Even if you have money, it still takes time to get people out or figure out how to do it. And it's, you know, 20 degrees below zero or 50 degrees or you live in Alaska or something. Like, those are two very different situations. The effect on the victim is what matters. So when you're talking about what you're stealing something that we're assuming is of low value, we kind of are making assumptions about the value of the property to the victim.
Mm-hmm.
Stealing a window, which is what you're doing when you're breaking one, or, you know, stealing a sandwich or stealing whatever it is, can have drastically different effects on the victim, and that is what matters to me when you're talking about how much force is moral to use, which is different than how much force...
So just kill them all and let God sort them out?
How did you get that out of that?
Well, because everything's subjective, and so if it's okay to kill somebody in one situation, it must be okay to kill them in every situation.
No, value is objective. So if I steal a sandwich from you, that's very different than if I go to Ethiopia and steal a sandwich from somebody. Maybe they have a right to shoot me. I don't know how they'd have a gun, where maybe, if it, you know, it'd be a little different.
So what you're saying is somebody, by your view, who's poor has more of a right to shoot someone who steals a sandwich than someone who's wealthy?
Poor or any other factors that would matter, yes. If I steal a bottle of medicine from Walgreens, Walgreens is going to be okay. If I go to somebody who's has some disease and I steal medicine that they can't even go buy, no matter how much money they have because it's a script, and they're going to now die, that's deadly force, and they can respond with deadly force. Whether or not something is deadly force against the victim depends partially on the victim's circumstances. It doesn't matter what the item is. It matters what the effect on the victim is.
That's an interesting thing. I don't know. I've never heard. I kind of like where you're coming from, but I also don't like the idea of shooting somebody who steals a sandwich either.
Well, right, because to you, you can go get another sandwich. And I mean, don't you see how this is kind of like kind of elitist position to say, okay, this is the dollar amount where deadly force is acceptable, and so if your property is lower than that, you're out of luck.
Let me just say, the dollar amount. If I were on a jury. And the case that I heard is a bum killed somebody for stealing his sandwich. I wouldn't let him off for murder just because he was a bum.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're killing him. If you take someone's only food source that they rightfully own, whether that is one sandwich or whether that is their, you know, entire house full of stuff or their means to make income, you're using deadly force against them.
If I vote to convict the guy of manslaughter, I'm actually doing him a favor because, one, he was starving before he got convicted of manslaughter. Now he's got three guaranteed meals a day and a place to live.
Okay, but that's a different argument than how much force he should have been allowed to use.
Okay, so if somebody, if the person who has the sandwich, whatever their economic status, is not there. Let's say they're at the beach, they leave the sandwich on the table, you know, the picnic table, and some kid comes up and steals it. As they turn around, they see the kid running up and stealing the sandwich, and they say, "Stop, thief!" But the kid keeps running. If that was the last sandwich that they had, are you saying it's okay for them to pull out a Glock and blast the kid in the back as he was running away?
The fact that it's a kid makes it a little bit more difficult.
I don't care if it's an old man.
Let's say it's a 16-year-old who hasn't eaten in 3 days, and he steals the sandwich because he's about to starve.
Okay, so that's a lifeboat situation, and it kind of doesn't really matter what the nap says about that, because you're going to die anyway.
Right, and that's why I hate hypotheticals, because it's the whole damn trolley problem again. And
well, I think that there's a huge difference between somebody taking a, and I think it's wrong. I know all this is wrong, right? We're talking about theft, and people who commit these acts need to be caught, and they need to pay restitution. In my book, not be a dead body, because a dead person can't pay restitution.
But a dead person will not keep aggressing against you.
I understand what you're saying. A lot of the time, it's usually the government that keeps aggressing. Your common criminals generally don't
aggress once.
Yeah, they don't keep coming back in a lot of cases. But regardless, if the person is struggling with you over the sandwich, then to me that has escalated into a situation where you could rightfully fear for your life, and you would be able to use force, possibly even deadly force, to defend yourself in that circumstance. So that would be the difference between some thug coming and trying to grab the sandwich from your hands and starting a fight over it versus somebody just taking it.
So if an aggressor is really good at it, then there is less force you're allowed to use against them.
If they're really good at it.
So if they can come and sneak and grab and run or whatever, then there's less
because
force.
Because you're not...
Even if they're taking something from you that you A, own, and B, need to live...
You're making an interesting argument, I gotta say.
I mean, that is deadly force. That is a death threat. Something that will kill you that someone is doing to you is a, you know, attempted murder.
But
now, in most situations, at least in the States, stealing a sandwich or a paperclip or a window is not going to kill somebody most of the time.
Right.
But the victim is the person who gets to make that determination. Now,
you mean morally. You mean morally?
Yes, not legally. None of this is legal advice. You're not allowed to shoot people over windows.
Okay,
probably
legally
in most places.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's what I thought. And also, you know, Parker mentioned a warning shot. I've heard that that's generally bad policy with guns.
My gun class told me to not do that ever.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I forget what the reasoning for that was. Do you recall the warning shot?
I don't remember. I didn't get a lot of reasoning for a lot of stuff.
855-450-FREE. Join us here. More coming up with your calls and thoughts. Welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Back to the program in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are welcome to join us here in these remaining moments. There's enough time for you. If you call in right now, our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
As we continue with your calls and thoughts, of course, you can get interactive anytime over at freetalklive.com. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico. David, go ahead with your thoughts. You're on Skype. David in New Mexico going once. David in New Mexico going twice. All right, so toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We've been teasing this one for a few days now. Good thing we finally have a chance to get to it here. From ABS-CBN News, abs-cbn.com, from Manila, there will be no more war against illicit drugs, at least for the Philippine National Police. This after PMP Chief Director General Ronald Bato de la Rosa on Monday directed all police units to halt anti-narcotics efforts. And this was the last Monday, not
correct.
Not
1 week ago.
To halt anti-narcotics efforts and put priority instead on the, quote, internal cleansing of its ranks. He says we have to focus our efforts towards internal cleansing, and by the time Okay, now that's not English. The president will determine that, and he will instruct us to go back on the war on drugs. But right now, no more drug operations, said De La Rosa in a speech at Camp Crame. The PNP is set to create a counterintelligence task force that will carry out its war on scalawags. Further, they said, quote, it will have no other mission but to run after scalawags in the PNP, which is, the National Police.
Philippine National Police.
Right. Cops with links to syndicates should pay attention. You should put up a fight so you die. The counterintelligence task force will kill you. In the meantime, the Philippine Drug Enforcement Agency will take the lead on Duterte's anti-narcotics crackdown.
And we were discussing earlier about how many people have been killed.
Yeah.
The updated number that I'm seeing from 1 week ago from the BBC is more than 7,000.
Wow.
since, what was it, June 30th of last year?
So this isn't going to stop the war on drugs. This is just the national police saying that they're stopping the war on
drugs.
Correct. While they investigate their own agents for corruption, supposedly. Calls for a suspension of the war on drugs intensified following the death of South Korean businessman Ji Ik-ju, who was abducted by policemen from the ante and strangled to death inside Camp Crame. President Duterte himself Sunday ordered the PNP anti-illegal drugs group to disband, saying he was embarrassed that anti-drugs officers had abused their power to engage in kidnapping, which, of course, is what the police do all the time.
But they had the power to engage in kidnapping, and they abused that power. That's kind of how that's been described.
He's perfectly okay with them just killing people, right. But kidnapping, that's too far.
Well, it's always kidnapping. They just call it arrests, usually. Hours after Duterte's statement, De La Rosa announced Monday the suspension of the war on drugs and the breakup of the anti-illegal drugs group. More than 7,000 people have been killed since Duterte, nicknamed the Punisher, unleashed his bloody crackdown 7 months ago. In some 2,250 of those deaths have been because of police operations, and the rest are mostly under investigation. Police say many of those so far unsolved could be the work of vigilantes or inner gang drugs violence. The campaign has caused alarm in the West, and rights groups accuse Duterte of turning a blind eye to a wave of extrajudicial killings by the police, mostly of low-level peddlers. Police deny that and say the killings are in self-defense.
Yeah, I don't necessarily believe that all seven. I don't believe that half of the 7,000. I don't believe that half of the 2,200 are in self-defense. I think very, very, very few of them are in self-defense.
Well, and if you're going around kidnapping people, and the people who you're actively kidnapping at that second kill you, that is not self-defense on your part if you kill them.
Hold on, I'm losing track of
okay,
all
so
the
if,
drug
so
work.
Users are not kidnapping the police.
Right, but the police are kidnapping the drug users.
Well, they're shooting
them. So then if the drug users then kill them, that's not... that none of those are self-defense.
I'm still lost here. Hold on, run that by me one more time.
So the government is claiming that these 7,000 cops were killed in self-defense?
No, there were 7,000 drug users and or drug dealers alleged that have been killed since the summer of 2016. 2,250 of those were involved in police-related killings. Right. The other 4,000 to 5,000 were unsolved crimes allegedly committed by other people who are not police. So what you have is an alleged vigilante justice situation out there where the people of the Philippines are now feeling like the president has their back and that they can go out there and kill anybody that they believe to be a drug user.
Right, and none of those were self-defense because they were actively going out kidnapping people.
Duterte is accused of turning a blind eye. This from people outside of the Philippines are accusing Duterte of turning a blind eye to the extrajudicial killings by police, and police are denying that they're extrajudicial killings, saying that they are done in self-defense. So the police are saying, we've had to kill these people because self-defense.
Right, we were going to arrest them for drugs, but they pulled a gun, and so we just had to blast them all 2,250 of them.
Possibly all 7,000, because the other ones that are under investigation, they might wind up determining, this was done by a police officer.
Well, and if people on drugs are that good at effectively using force against police officers, then maybe the drugs they're on aren't that harmful and don't need to be criminalized. That's not actually the case, but that's where that logic follows.
Yeah, things are bad.
I don't know. I did read the headline. I didn't read the full story, but there was the Florida man that had taken, like, some crazy amount of meth and was stroking himself in public and fought off several police officers.
This was a while ago, right?
It was a while ago.
Yeah.
But, he never
I don't know how much of those police officers kind of just backed away as much as were fought off.
So what you're saying is he was beating off and beating off the police officers
Yes.
at the same time.
Yes.
Gotcha. So yeah, it's a crazy situation out there in the Philippines, and it's the headline was definitely not what the story is here. The war on drugs is going to continue. The dead bodies are going to continue piling up. And I suspect that of these 7,000 victims so far, again, thousands of these cases supposedly not related to police, you're going to find that the police are not doing too much investigating on this stuff. And the sort of the same way that when a homeless person turns up dead, a lot of times the police don't put a whole lot of effort into that case because, number one, no one knows the person, or, you know, their families don't know who they are or where they are, and it's very hard to find advocates for the homeless. I'm not defending the practice. I'm just saying that it wouldn't surprise me if the police put more effort into trying to find the killer of, let's say, a wealthy family or wealthy victim, as opposed to people who are, you know, in a lot of cases, forgotten individuals. So in the case in the Philippines, you're probably not seeing much effort being put into trying to solve these crimes because, well, already the jails and the prisons there are filled to the brim with people. They really don't even have any room to put anybody anywhere. It's just an absolutely sick situation. And you did mention the idea that you didn't think that the drug users would be likely to be shooting back or whatever, the claim that the police are making is likely fallacious, that this was self-defense on the part of the police to kill 2,250 people. And I think that in most cases you're probably right, though you could argue that in a situation where there's a death penalty for dealing drugs, it is more likely to attract the kind of violent criminal that would be likely to go ahead and shoot back.
Right, but some of these people are only in possession. They're not actually dealing.
That's correct. That's as I understand it. My point being that when you prohibit drugs with the death penalty, the dealers right. are more likely to be the rough and tumble kind of violent people rather than just your average user
True.
Who just wants to get high. Because when you increase the amount of risk involved in the profession,
right.
it
and
attracts
again,
the tougher ones.
Of the 7,000 people that have been killed, we don't know how many were dealers, how many were just users.
Or
if any of them were users. I mean, it could just be a neighbor who didn't like his neighbor who threw killed somebody and then it killed his neighbor that he doesn't right. like and then threw a needle on top of the body or put it inside the coat.
And how does that distinction work over there? Is there a clear distinction that, okay, I'm using, I know that's all I'm going to get charged with? Or is it like, oh, I forgot I had my other bag on me, so now I got two
dealing
bags.
Charge.
Dealing, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's bad, whatever it is. We'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online. In the meantime, go to freetalklive.com. Check out more Daryl over at libertylobby.info. And see you tomorrow. More Free Talk Live then. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver. And that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.